It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network. If you dare.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
So, Major, what's the plan? There are two escort fighters that will dock once the Mercury is secured. We'll go into stealth mode and come up on her port belly.
You and your dad are going into our secret smuggling compartment.
Smuggling? You?
There's still some time to evacuate Bella through the forward torpedo tube.
You do that, and we're all dead.
Major, the Mercury has stopped. Rotation, she's going up.
Copy that. As soon as the two escort fighters begin docking, move out. Nelson, are you familiar with this computer system?
Yes, but...
No buts, Nelson.
Scan indicates that only 15 meals were served. Unless these guys are a major diet, we've got only a skeleton crew on board.
Captain Rick Rogers of the cargo vessel Mercury. I demand you release us immediately. I have no valuable cargo.
Oh, but Captain, you do have valuable cargo. Two Hawks, I believe.
There's no need to blow us up. If all you want is a couple of IDF scumbags, then I believe we can make a deal.
And now, episode 42, Showdown.
Deal? You actually believe I would want to deal with you?
Two IDF agents and your own Bella for our release.
And if I refuse your deal?
I have a Jabotan co-pilot itching to sink her claws into your spine.
Bella would consider it a privilege to die such a glorious death. And my Jabotan would also enjoy making you and your crew do the same.
Then why don't we avoid all the bloodshed? I'll turn over the two IDF agents and Bella, and then be on my way.
Or, you'll open your hatch, surrender, and I won't send you and your ship into the depths of Krall.
What could you possibly want with this old freighter and my crew? We just haul supplies to the prison.
Enough! I know what you do, and I know your ship is much more worthy than you care to admit. I have spoken. It is law.
Very well, Lord Zokar. Stand by while I check pressurization balance. Tell your boarding party we are unarmed, so don't get trigger happy.
Boarding party, prepare to board. Report to me as soon as you have secured the captives in their brig.
How's the pressure differential, Sheena?
Nominal, Captain.
Timer set?
Set. The embedded jamming signal is encrypted and ready.
Good. Let's go meet our guests.
Do you really think this will work?
It's our only hope. If the Marines aren't on their way, then we're pretty much done. But if they arrive on schedule, there's a bat fighter attached to the belly of this cruiser.
I hope you're right, Captain.
Sensors are indicating the Mercury has opened its hatch.
So, he's given up that easily?
You might think Rogers is some shifty cargo captain floating on the edge of piracy and smuggling. You're probably not too far off the mark. But my intel says he's also a top informant for the IDF. He's got way too much to lose if that gets out. So don't sell him too short.
You think he's got a plan?
We sent him a message that we were en route. His only option is to work under the assumption that we're here. Nelson, keep a sharp eye on the ship's systems. Look for anything out of the ordinary that might be a signal from Rogers.
Do you have any idea what I'm looking for?
Anything that doesn't look right. Jones is going to be positioned outside the bulkhead door here. We're going to disperse forward, within visual and hand signal range. You see anything, notify Jones here what it is. I'm moving into position. If things go south...
I know. To the Batmobile. Well, this is a find. How do you do?
How's that?
First time out of the chute. And Kate is in a spacecraft that got sucked up into another spacecraft that's used by one of ours but now being held by the rebels. Meantime, we sneak aboard the same rebel ship with space marines hiding next to a garbage pit. Meantime, everyone's operating under assumptions, leaving you to monitor a computer to look for whatever doesn't look right.
Could be worse. Could be raining.
Good one there, Igor.
Daddy, you know this Rogers guy better than most. What do you think he's up to?
If the rebels take him, eventually they'll find out he was my snitch. It won't go well for him. I'm sure Rick has something up that very baggy sleeve of his.
You know I can't sit here and just let things happen.
Be patient, Katie. If there's a plan, we'll know when the time is right to act. Now, power down your weapon. Let's sit tight for a while.
How did you get tangled up with this guy anyhow?
Before I went to Latumas for this mission, I was investigating a smuggling operation. I needed someone in the loop, and someone with a fast ship. Rick, in spite of his shady appearance, was, for the most part, on the right side of the law.
For the most part, huh?
Yeah, he had a few, let's say, shady deals, but nothing we couldn't overlook, if he would cooperate. And in spite of its appearance, the Mercury is one of the fastest ships in its class. Thanks to him, we cracked the case. After I went undercover at Latumas, Rick became my courier, sending back my reports to Wagner.
So he had access to the prison?
No, that's the troubling part. We used the same Jabotin guard you used.
So it's pretty much a given that this Wi-Fi character had full access to your reports. So what were you investigating?
Corruption within the prison. Zokar, or Wi-Fi, had a majority of the guards and a few admin people in his back pocket, but not enough to escape. Since nothing was done about the corrupt personnel, I can only assume Wagner is part of the corruption.
The man who sent you here, and the only one who could free you. What about Pierman? Or the controller?
Wagner has their complete trust. My only hope is that someone discovers the message I left in the STIP before taking this mission.
What message?
I explained everything that was going to happen. The setup, the backstory, all of it. Unfortunately, I probably hid it too well. Everything is in Rick's hands now.
My lord, we've secured the Jabotin female in the holding cell. The captain and his first mate are secure on the main brig.
And the others?
The captain claims there were three on the flight deck when everyone else fled to hide.
Leave the Jabotin to guard the three. You and the rest search every inch of the ship. If you don't find the IDF agents, tell the Jabotin the first mate is his. If he doesn't divulge any secret hiding places, then dispatch the first mate and go on to the pilot.
Yes, my lord. All right. We'll start in the cargo area. Captain, if there's any secret compartments on this craft, we'll find them. If you don't, then you have the pleasure of seeing how a Jabotin eviscerates his prey. Everyone, move out!
So, Cap, you got a plan? Or are we just winging it?
The plan is afoot, my dear Watson.
Watson? Who the crawl's Watson?
Nate, keep your eye on Sheena.
And who are you, my large friend?
I am the one who will have the pleasure of eviscerating you.
Are you sure you just want to eviscerate me? Are we not Jubatans?
Save your effort, my pretty.
Pretty, am I? Flattery from such a magnificent specimen. My, but your crest is beginning to glow a warm red. Is that for me?
What's she doing flirting with that big goon?
Jubatans are humanoid. Barely. She's connecting with his reptilian instincts. Watch a master at work.
I am flush with rage and anticipation of the evisceration of all of you.
I love it when a big male shows his power and strength. And you are big and powerful, aren't you?
No male or female has ever bested me. Behold.
And behold me.
Such a shame. Such a waste.
Your crest grows rich in color. Let me gaze upon you. Closer. Closer.
I shall save you for last, my pretty. I shall. Ah! Have you called me, you vicious sire?
No, my love. Just rest.
You.
Skip, what just happened?
A rather large tranquilizer dart found its way into his gut. And don't ask me where she hides it. Good work, Sheena. All right, Nate, let's drag Lizard Boy here into the cell. How much left on the timer?
Seconds.
All right, put these in and then we'll drag him into the cell.
Earplugs? Why do we have... Ah! Never mind.
You hear that?
That's Rogers. He has a heavy metal music collection. That's got to be our signal. Let's go. Daddy, down! You okay?
Nice shooting, Katie!
Okay. Now we know why Rogers wanted us to use earplugs. Let's make our way to the cargo area.
Jim, there's really loud music coming from the Mercury. I mean, really loud.
Sounds like Rogers is making his move. I'll get Jones and tell him to signal the Major to go to comm in full electronics.
All right, Rogers. You have up your sleeve. Oh, wait a minute. You're jamming Wi-Fi. That's brilliant.
Nelson, sit rep.
I think Rogers is attempting to jam Wi-Fi, but it'll take more than loud music.
I'm guessing he's using it as a diversion and is embedding a jamming signal somehow. Break. Barnes, get your little drone friend ready.
Copy that, sir, but I don't have a lot of experience on it yet.
OJT, cadet. You won't get any better on-the-job training than this. Move up with me. Break. Nelson, can you access a schematic of the ship?
I got it up now. Mapping the best route to the airlock. Hopefully Wi-Fi will be distracted enough not to pick up on our signals. So turn on your transponder and I'll track you. Signal acquired. Go through the first bulkhead, then left to the hatch 4C. When you board the Mercury, use the floor hatch. It will take you to a corridor that leads to Captain Rogers' quarters. From there, you'll have to use Jim's Dragonfly drone to navigate.
Copy that. Everyone, on me.
Captain, kill that noise. I can't think.
Lurching! Lurching! This noise is so loud, it's debilitating some of the men.
Attention, all personnel. Proceed to the Mercury and find the source of that horrible noise. Employ noise-dampening devices before entering. Helmsman, maintain your station. Hold your position. We're not leaving until I have those two hawks in my hand.
Katie, here, behind this cargo box. We need to get our bearings. Wait, do you see what I see?
It's a dragonfly on a spaceship?
A dragonfly drone. That might be a problem. We may have been spotted.
Why is it going up and down? Now it's hovering. Daddy, I've seen this little bugger before. That's the one Jim's been training with. Jim? It's Barnes!
I hope he brought the cavalry with him.
Jim, what are we supposed to do? Sit tight. Got it.
Kate!
Jim, am I glad to see you. And your friends.
So you're not mad I followed you again?
Jim, about the thing at the cantina.
Forget it, partner. Old news. Kate, Horace, this is Major Witt.
Agent Hawk?
Yes.
Both of you, fall in behind Corporal White here. Jim, up with me. Nelson?
Yes?
We've got both hostages. Can you tell what's going on yet?
Simultaneous door openings. Looks like everyone on the ship is mustering. I'm guessing that loud music is giving Wi-Fi a big headache. They're probably searching for the source. From your present position, proceed through the next bulkhead, turn left, and it's straight shot to the bay pressure hatch.
Copy. All right, Barnes. Send your little drone buddy through the hatch. We'll move out when you give us an all clear.
Captain, status report.
No, Zokar, I have found the source. It's some sort of primitive playback device.
Excellent. My head was about to explode. Have you found Captain Rogers and his crew?
Yes, Lord Zokar.
All personnel to the cargo area. Captain, set up a perimeter defense. Once you've located the two agents, bring them to me.
Yes, Lord Zokar.
What's your comm setting?
Alpha channel. Barnes, can you get anything on that drone?
I'm trying my best, Major. This is my first real run with the Dragonfly. Wait. I got movement. I'm gonna follow this guy.
Can you tell how well he's armed?
I only see a sidearm. Wait, another's joining him, also with a sidearm. They're going through Bulkhead D.
That's the main cargo area.
With the music off, I'm guessing Rogers is making his last stand.
We move now. You two stay back here. The rest of you, follow me. Barnes, in the very back. Stay up on the catwalk and spot for us with your drone. Let's move.
Kate, you're gonna actually do what the Major said and stay back?
No. Well, what are we waiting for? Move it!
Hostiles behind the cargo box. Marked 1-2-0. Got them.
Jim, there are two on the catwalk, up behind the Major.
Major, two at your six. Hi!
You're six, Major. Got him.
All personnel, prepare for a full rotational emergency departure. Hold on tight.
You're not getting away that easily. Helmsman, give me a firing solution. Preparing forward proton torpedoes. Go ahead, Rogers. Try to run. I'm gonna blast you straight to crawl.
What will be the fate of the Mercury and her crew and passengers? What will become of Nelson still aboard Wi-Fi's ship? Tune in for the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Portal Run.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduce the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.